Blog Talk Radio.
The microphone next to me. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is Cal Larcher.
Well, thank you, Clark, and what an awesome thing to start off here. It's a big sports radio show, the sports show. Larcher Lawrence Sports Show. And who are we? Well, we're just two guys. We're two guys who've been working together for a couple of years in comedy.
Yep.
With some other very funny guys in Comedy Accident.
Can't say enough about our group, about the boys in the group, Comedy Accident. We've been doing a great job. We're still trucking along. If you're wondering where Comedy Accident has been, we were just meeting tonight, and we got another show brewing.
There's honey in that mustard, if you know what I mean. You get what I'm saying here?
Not even sure if I know what you're talking about.
Well, listen, not only are we funny guys who've been allegedly who've been doing this comedy stuff, we're also big sports fans. I'm more on the intelligent level of sport fan where, you know, I like the general managers. I like football. I like the Sox. I like things that win, where Clark is more tragic.
Well, here's my story. I really enjoy the teams that just give it their all the time, no matter where they're standing. They can be standing at the top of the line there. They can be number one and all, but if they're it's with the other guys. You know, guys like the Cubs.
Right.
You know, they're just out there trying every day.
Just causing traffic, just, you know, brewing up trouble over at that park. Listen, it's a nice bar and all, but they play baseball. And how exciting is it that we're talking baseball? I mean, it's week two of football, and we could still talk baseball in Chicago, which seldom happens. It happens once in a while for the Sox, never for the Cubs. But right now, the Sox are just two games ahead of the Tigers. They're playing the Tigers tonight. Last night, it looked terrible. Pitching is a concern. Everyone's getting a little worried about the Sox, and I understand why. I mean, can we win the World Series? And I think the answer is yes.
Well, I got to tell you, I actually went to a game the other day. And it's strange. The Kansas City Royals, of course, they seem to have the White Sox number.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. And what that comes down to is just about a team matching up with another team.
Right.
The Royals haven't really had the record there, you know. Well, shoot, they're in a small market. But they have the Sox number. Like, they can hit them well. And apparently they do, because they hit a home run there in the top of the ninth to win the game.
And someone special caught that home run.
Someone very special caught that home run. My girlfriend, she actually caught that right between her legs, my friend.
Well, I don't really want to go there right now, but I'm sure you've been there once or twice.
No comment. On to the next thought. It's one of those moments there. Once in a lifetime moments. And I jumped out of the way of that.
What were you seeing? I mean, the ball, here it is. Some muscular baseball player gets up there, and he has the bat in his hand, and crack it goes. You hear the pop. The crowd cheers. The ball's heading straight for you, and you freeze?
Or you jump out of the way and scream, which is what I did. I've played it over and over in my mind, you know, over the years. You've been in the bleachers. You've been in the outfield. You're like, if that ball comes at me, I'll just stick my hand up and catch it. That's what you like
not
to think is going to happen?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I like to think is going to happen.
Right.
It's not what's going to happen. You're going to jump out of the way. The ball's going to bounce off your bleacher, go behind you, and land in between your girlfriend's legs. And then your friends are going to be able to tell you what a pansy you are.
Yeah. Well, how did you yell? What kind of yell? Was it a screech? Was it a...
I don't know if I can re
Well, try. I mean, what
the entire thing? It was...
Yeah, you're a pansy.
And now the two listeners have quit because we screamed in their ear. Thanks for listening.
No, those two listeners aren't going anywhere because this is just compelling talk radio here on the internet. And hey, you could call in on the fun. Don't think we're just going to blab for an hour here because we're not. We want you to participate.
Jump online, guys.
And the number to call is 347-945-6131. And also, we have a one of those Twitter things. Clark, what's that?
You can find us at Larcher Lawrenson. So that's at Larcher, LARCHER, Lawrenson, LORENSEN. No space, no underscore, nothing like that. But, yeah, we're there on the Twitter. Feel free to tweet us. You know where to find us. I lost it there. What's up?
You know, I kind of miss Ozzie Guillen. Because he was funny. He was a good manager, too. I mean, we got a World Series with the guy, but he was funny.
Yeah, I mean, he kept you entertained on the Twitter back in the day. I wasn't exactly happy with what he said about Wrigley Field. He was never a big fan of it.
Well, here's a quote from, this is from, what's his name, Ozzie Guillen?
Yep.
This is quoted from the Palm Beach Post, Joe Capozzi. You could see Obama from the time he was president to now. He looks like he, explicitive, managed the Marlins. His hair is all white.
That's what he said.
That's what he said, yeah. So apparently, you know, managing the Marlins is probably harder than being president.
That Ozzie's always one with words. Am I handling his Twitter account now?
I don't know. Yeah, I think maybe you should. I think that wouldn't be so bad. You know, one of the things I wanted to do tonight was, we'll get to it. I wanted to find out who the presidential candidates' favorite football teams are. And obviously we know the president.
Yeah, he's on our side.
Yeah.
He's here with the Chicago Bears.
Bears fan.
Bears.
So I wanted to see who Romney's favorite team was. And my God, you had to get CIA credentials to find out. I couldn't get it.
Long would you say you spent looking for Romney's favorite football team today?
As long as Jerry Lawler was dead. Probably about 13 minutes or so.
We can get to that.
Yeah, we'll get there.
did you find it out? Did you get the clearance? Did you find out Romney's favorite football team?
Well, what do you think? You had to guess.
I have faith in you. I'm going to go with yes. You found it.
No, I'm asking. What do you think Romney's favorite football team is?
His favorite football team. It's probably the Patriots.
Very good.
Thank you.
I don't know if that's correct or not. I read somewhere it was the Colts.
Oh, did you?
But that didn't make any sense to me.
Is he from Baltimore?
No. And he was mayor of Massachusetts, governor. So the Patriots do make sense.
I got you. I do see we have a caller from the 815 online. Please stick around. We'll be getting to your call very shortly.
Yeah, all right.
So
that's exciting.
The Colts and who else?
The Colts was a rumored. The Patriots were rumored, and he's been seen at Patriots games.
Yeah.
And there's one other really
weird
one.
That's his own land, right? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
He was the guy.
New Hampshire, right?
Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah. Massachusetts. Yeah.
Close.
The Patriots.
What I did find, though, was a list of celebrities and their favorite football teams.
I'm very interested to know. Are we gonna let me take a stab at one or two of them?
Okay, all right.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Can we go that route?
I think we should. All right. Very funny man. If you like that kind of humor, Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
I got this one right, by the way.
Hang on. Where's he from? It's East.
It is
Jersey. Jets. Is he a Jets guy?
No.
Yep.
No. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
All right, I'll throw you an easy one here. Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, he's a Bears fan.
Right. Yeah,
he's from Iowa. Grew up a Bears fan.
Right.
My guess.
Yeah, you're right.
All right,
you nailed that one.
Not that I know.
Jay-Z.
Giants?
Yes. No, the other one.
Jets?
The Jets. He's the Jets.
Yeah, shit.
Let's see here. George W. Bush. W now.
That's the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh, again, one team off.
Tennessee Titans.
No, same state.
Oh.
Well, the Texans.
Tennessee used to be there.
The Texans.
All right, yeah. Brent of Jay is in the chat room and asked us to he wanted to let us know that Romney can't be a fan of the Patriots.
Why is that?
I don't know. He says it has to be the Colts. There's nothing to back up this statement other than...
Well, it's hey, it's an educated guess. He's bowed as on as Yahoo was.
Yep.
Not a proud sponsor of ours. All right, let's do a couple more here. Real quick. George Clooney?
George Clooney is a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Bengals.
It's close.
All right, last one. If you get this, this will be... Oh, here's a disgusting one. Let's go to this one first, because this is just going to make you want to vomit. Justin Timberlake. Little white kid, dances around.
Yeah.
Hosts Saturday Night Live once in a while.
The Raiders.
No. The Green Bay Packers.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That's horrible. That's
Timberlake's
disgusting.
A Green Bay Packers fan?
Yeah.
That's unheard of.
According to, and where is this from? We should give them credit. Sporkle.com. Sporkle.com is where I got this. It was a celebrity football quiz, and according to them, these are what's accurate here. A couple others, Matt Stone, Trey Parker, obviously the Denver Broncos, Carrie Underwood, Cowboys, Chuck Liddell, Chargers, Tiger Woods, Raiders, and Chris Berman. Bills, of course.
Yep.
You know, I heard he bombed Monday Night Football.
Who did?
Chris Berman.
Oh, yeah, he did Monday Night Football. He and did the second game?
Yeah.
The Raiders?
The Raiders and...
The West Coast Broncos?
No.
The Chargers.
Chargers,
Raiders,
yeah. No, that's not right either. But maybe. Maybe that's right.
Yeah, it's close.
You know, I actually have last week's schedule right here.
There we go.
But, yeah, Berman... Well, Berman's one of those guys, you either like him or you hate him. It was San Diego and Oakland. San Diego won 22-14.
Why don't we take a phone call here?
All right, I'm excited.
We have a phone call. It's our first show.
I'm excited.
I know we're perfectly technically sound tonight on that first show right out of the gate because that's just how we roll.
This is honestly the most impressive radio show I've ever been on.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Just like down in Old Paris, Illinois?
Broadcasting from the Eiffel Tower?
There you go. There you go. The first caller from the 815. Hello, are you there, caller?
Hello. I was wondering what your honest opinion was
Hello?
Of the Carolina Panthers this year.
Go ahead.
Caller? We seem to have lost our caller. Feel free to call back. That is our one caller. Again, the call-in line.
Did you just screw this up, Clark?
The number is 347-945-6131.
Really? We get one caller
347-945-6131.
Unbelievable.
I believe that was out of my hands, Al Larcher.
I don't think so. There was something up with this. This is a guy who earlier in the night thought Violet. No, wait a minute. I've already screwed it up. He's been drinking a lot, and I've been doing other things tonight. But he thought Velvet was a color. He thought it was the color blue. But he was thinking Violet. So tomorrow, I mean, we haven't even talked about the big deal yet. Tomorrow, it seems like this is one of the most exciting weeks in sports in Chicago history in quite a long time. I mean, I haven't felt this excited maybe since back when the Bears, or not the Bears, but the Bulls a couple years ago seemed exciting and young and they were going to win something.
Right.
Or maybe when the Hawks won the Stanley Cup.
We were fired up.
Yeah.
The season, yeah.
But tomorrow, I mean, it really topples all that.
Tomorrow's the day that I've been waiting for a real long time.
Yeah, Bears-Packers. And we saw the Bears last Sunday, and they were just phenomenal.
Yeah, no, they were. Hey, I got that caller back. If you want to take a quick listen, we can get right back to this.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, hang on. Let's check out that caller from the 815. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
There, we got you now. What was your question?
All right, so my question was, what do you think about the Carolina Panthers this year and how far they'll go and how Cam Newton will do this year?
Thank you. Caller, your name?
Kobe Botcher.
Where are you calling from, Kobe?
I'm calling from Papa Grove, Illinois.
All right, Kobe. Well, thanks for the call.
You know, they used to have some great concerts out there. Do they still do that? Do they still have the music?
over at the Rain House. It was like the Rain House where they had all the music or something.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
Never mind. I'm sorry, Colby.
Back to your question about the Panthers. Cam Newton. I'm thinking a bit of a sophomore slump going on there.
Well, you could say that, but let's not forget the fact that in his first game this year, he's already thrown for 303 yards. Now, the Carolina Panthers failed to win that game.
That's
against
my
the Tampa
question.
Bay Buccaneers.
They didn't get the W, Al.
No, they didn't get the W, but I don't think it was completely Cam Newton's fault. I think he's going to have a stellar year. I think the sophomore slump is going to start disappearing. I think when guys show it in the first year, I think they're going to continue holding that. And I got nothing to back that up, but I just think the game's evolved that much that I think Carolina is a team you're going to have to look out for. I don't worry that the Buccaneers beat them in week one, because week one, it's about the better coach. It always is. And I think Tampa Bay might have had the that week. Although I can't think of who the coach is in Tampa.
It's Sam Weiss.
Is it really?
No. Oh. Wasn't he the coach from in the 90s, back when they used to be a part of the old NFC Central?
I think he was.
Yeah, I think so. That was Kobe, I believe. Thank you for the call, Kobe.
Thanks, Toby.
Kobe.
You're welcome.
Kobe. Thank you much. Well, we did it. We had our first caller.
Wow, that was awesome. It was a good call. It was very it was good.
Yeah, first caller from it. But as we were previewing earlier, we'll talk about tomorrow night, a game that's going on up north a couple hours there.
Yeah, you know, I asked for a pen before the show. You gave me one that's bleeding all over me.
Well, that's all right.
All right. Well, anyways, yeah, tomorrow. I mean, you agree. Does this feel like it's something like we're either on the verge of something special or something absolutely horrible? Like tomorrow can go either wow or it could go.
It's going to go wow now. And I know it's hard for us to feel that way. We don't understand having an offense this technically sound. We're going to score some points.
It was the most receiving yards by a debut from a Bears wide receiver since 1954, when the great Harlan Hill caught 140 yards in his Bears debut.
Harlan Hill.
Harlan Hill.
I'll be darned.
Harlan Hill, I don't know if you know much about Harlan Hill. Harlan Hill was so good in Division II college football. The Heisman Trophy is called the Harlan Hill Trophy.
It is currently called?
Yeah.
In D2, their version of the Heisman.
You win the Harlan.
Where did he go to school?
I believe it was Alabama.
All right.
I'm not 100% sure on that. He played from the Bears from 1954 to 1961, and then he bounced around a little bit, and then he retired. He became a teacher in his home state of Alabama before becoming a principal, and then, retiring. One of the great wide receivers in football was a Chicago Bear, but we have to go back to 1954. And speaking of 54, some concerns there.
Yeah, we'll get on to him, but 1954 was the last.
Yeah.
Number 54. By the way, Harlan Hill, University of North Alabama.
Nice.
Yeah. Back to good old Brian. I like the plan. I didn't think he should play in week one. I never did going into it.
Right.
Save him for tomorrow and whatnot. But they played him that first half. Looks a little slow.
Uh-huh.
Getting beat like he never has. But he'll pick that back up, I think. And you can't underestimate his smarts.
Yeah.
How long he's been doing it. The control he has on there.
That's the one thing I agree with you is he is the leader of that defense. And when he's out there, he's putting guys in the right place. He is the field general. And I think when he's not out there, the defense looks lost.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to come back. And, I'm scared. I think it was a good thing we played him in Indy because he didn't play anything in the preseason, and you got to get that rust off. You got to hit somebody, and you got to get hit a couple times till you start feeling it, and then the blood, the orange, the blue starts pumping through your veins, and then you're a killing machine like Julius Peppers taking on two blockers, shoving them backwards, sacking the quarterback, Mr. Andrew Luck, but the new guy, number 99, McKellen, was offsides.
Shay.
Where are you, Shay?
He's probably in the gym trying to bulk up a little bit there.
A little small for a defensive end.
Yeah, a little bit, but everyone says it. They've been saying it since we got him. He Shay McClellan, good old number 99. down there in your program, folks. He just doesn't. I don't know. I'm not sold. I'll tell you that much. I'm not sold.
No, not even close. Like, I wouldn't even buy him at a flea market for, like, you know, for Bart Simpson's T-shirt with Black Bart on it. You know what I mean? I can't go there right now. I have high hopes because that's my favorite position in football is the defensive line.
Well, I really enjoy what they do sometimes on third down. Like, bringing him in, if he can start making an impact and then being able to move Peppers over into kind of that DT position.
Yeah.
And then is on the other. I mean, we're crashing. Peppers on the inside there. It's a great move. I really enjoy Marinelli. I got faith in him.
What an absolute phenom this Peppers guy is, man. He's just a monster out there. Like, it reminds me of the old wrestling days. Andre the Giant used to be beating up on, like, five or six guys, and, like, they just looked tiny next to him. And he's got that same kind of power.
Yep, I'm with you on that. I am with you there. You're feeling on Green Bay's defense. I kind of touched up on that a bit, but I really think we can score on him.
Yeah.
I also have a feeling they can score right on us.
When it comes to the Green Bay's defense, I mean, San Francisco gashed them. They absolutely ran down their throats. It had worked for them, and we got a guy in Forte who looked like a disaster in preseason, somehow looked awesome this last week. We didn't use him much.
Oh, yeah.
Although we ran a fairly balanced game. He did end up with 80 yards.
120 from scrimmage. 80 yards rushing and then another 40 receiving.
So, wow, yeah. So,
I mean, all-around game, and he had a couple of those bursts. He doesn't even look like he's running fast, but he blows right by people. You notice that with the way he runs? Good old number deuce-deuce?
Huh? He's great. I mean, it feels like you want him to be more. Like, that's always the consensus I get when I talk to people. Like, you just want Matt Forte to be more. Like, there's something lacking, but it's not production. Which I think we should all just shut up and appreciate, and I think we're starting to. Yeah.
I would have to agree with you there, Mark.
Yeah, you would. And when it comes to Green Bay's defense, back to your original question, Don Capers is when you talk about defensive coordinators, this guy is one of the masters. This guy is like, he gets in a little laboratory, and he starts mixing in little potions, and he starts doing weird things with electricity, and then, you know, he looks at some porn, because what else are you going to do with the internet there? And then he gets back to mixing up his potions, and maybe he adds a little something extra, and boom, he makes magic out of garbage, and the players in Green Bay aren't really that scary. You know, you got the guy with the long hair. What's his name?
Matthews.
Yeah, Matthews. You got that jerk.
They still got the other one, too, with the long hair. Hawk. He's got to be up there, too.
Yeah.
No, Matthews does that Depends commercial. Seen it?
Mm-mm.
I kid you not. He has a commercial where he's wearing Depends. Search it on the internet for you.
Which reminds me of one of the great comedy accident scenes of our day. Gerber baby. But
that's quite possibly the most cold cut. We cut that one cold. It just didn't go.
Yeah, that was me in a diaper. It was horrible.
Yes, yeah, sir.
It was more frightening than the current state of William the Refrigerator Perry.
Oh, Al Archer, don't go there, my friend.
Oh, it's always sad when legends pass.
He's still alive, Al.
Yeah,
he's still alive. Let's give him some respect. Speaking of old number 72, Karimi, feel like he's got his health back?
I don't know. We have been busting on offensive linemen for the last, I don't know, 5 years now, where it just seems like we can't catch a break. And he seemed like he was the greatest pick in the world. Like, this guy was going to define our offensive line.
Oh, it was big.
And the guy defining our offensive line is DeMarcus Webb and the Webb Nation on Twitter. And this guy, I mean, he's a joke. But they're playing better now that they're scheming.
Speaking of which, you got to give a lot of credit to Mike Tice. I really do. I think Mike Tice is doing a fine job, and he's funny. He's doing these interviews. People asked him the other day what he thinks his team needs to do to beat the Colts, and he says, well, the guy's passing, they got to pass well. And the guys out there catching the ball, they got to catch the ball.
They got to catch the ball.
The guys who are blocking there, they need to block better. And then the guys running the ball.
Does he not sound like a dope?
Yeah, he does, but he's a funny dope.
Yes, I mean, no, it's like I like him, and he's obviously, he's clearly an intelligent man.
The thing is, all that us Bears fans can think of is that that boat with him and the Vikings, right?
Right,
I mean, that,
right.
That's your thought of who Mike Tice is.
Oh, my God, why couldn't I get on that boat?
You know? Well,
that's why, you know, like, I like Tice. He reminds me of, like, somebody who runs a strip boat on The Sopranos. He does have that New York accent, but then with the very blue-collar, kind of dopey voice.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love Tice.
Al, I'm going to get to I'm going to answer a question from Facebook. We had a question from earlier this afternoon that would be read on the air. So if you don't mind, I got a question.
Please.
Post from Natasha on Facebook. Natasha says, my husband, a Packers fan, and I, a Bears fan, now have a child. How do we raise her in a mixed household?
Listen, there's no segregation. There's no mixing. This is not 1950. You know what you do? You make it a Bears fan, and you tell them to suck it up.
That I agree completely. I agree completely.
If that child becomes a Packer fan, he's in a life that's going to be full of NASCAR. It's going to be full of cheese.
Yeah, and what if it happens to be a daughter? I mean, you are just like... I mean, it's definitely, she's going to be one of those gals tramping around, you know, on the streets.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Oh, yeah. That's what they become.
Not that I'm particular.
No.
You know, not that I have anything against Packers fans, but we just know it's a known fact.
You might as well name her Thelma and call her Precious.
Exactly. I agree completely.
I don't know what that means, though. But no, you can't. The Lions has to fall one way or the other. You know what? Maybe it's like religion when you got the Jewish child and you got the Catholic child. The mother is what you become. So if your mother's Jewish, then you're Jewish. If your father's Jewish and your mom's Catholic, well, then you luck out and you're Catholic.
Right.
Or something like that.
Something similar to that.
They're both wonderful. I'm just kidding. But anyways, yeah, so the mother, whatever the team the mother is a fan of, the child then inherits that trait. So the child is... according to my philosophy and the philosophy of the world, a Bears fan. So congratulations, good going there, and I'm sorry you had to settle for a Packer fan.
Well, there you go, Natasha. That has been answering Facebook questions with Larcher and Lawrenson.
What was your take on that?
On what you do with the kid?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, what you do with the kid, like I said, my take was about the girl. If you had a girl, what are you going to do with it?
Right.
Other than dress her up and make fun of her.
Yeah. No.
That's awful. I'm sorry.
Well, a lot of female Packer fans end up working at truck stops, if you know what I mean.
There you go. You want to go back to the phones?
Do we got a call?
We got a call. In fact, I saw my home phone line from my mom's house on there just a few moments ago.
Uh-oh.
And we didn't get to her. I think my mom was calling into the show.
Really?
Literally, I think she might be one of our two listeners here.
The Bonnie situation.
Yes. But Mom, if you are still listening, that number is 347-945-6131, 347-945-6131. We're going to go to a call to the 217 right here. We got a call coming from the 217. That's downstate Illinois.
That's downstate. I used to have a 217.
Hey, caller from 217, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Your name, sir?
This is Rusty Shackelford.
All right.
Oh, you know it, Rusty.
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right.
High and pressurized, my friend.
That's pretty much how back here.
Good. Hey, got a question for you. So last week, the Tennessee Titans coach blamed some of Chris Johnson's performance on the new QB not reading the play action pass and dishing it off when he should have. Wanted to get your opinion and see, do you think that's the case, or is Chris Johnson's poor performance just because he's a pathetic running back?
Oh, that's, I think your feelings are well known there. I think you might be right, though. I think, you know, Chris Johnson, he whined and he wanted money, and it was all about money and dollars, and he fought, and then he does nothing. And, I mean, it's only week one, and I'm not sure what this Tennessee line is like.
No, I haven't had a chance to check out their line at all. But, I mean, I know Johnson's performance has been going down the last few years.
Yeah.
You can't blame that all on the quarterback.
No.
You just can't.
No.
If it's a combination of the quarterback and the line, then...
That's what it is. And when you have a team starting to fall apart like that, that's a bad sign.
Well, here's the thing. Not everybody can have the line that Emmitt Smith played behind his entire career,
yeah.
which is where he gained all of them yards. The line won him that rushing title. Just let it be known.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Walter Payton, you know what that guy played for. There were no offensive linemen.
I think we still have Evan over there. Evan, you still there? Yeah.
Rusty?
Who's that?
Huh? Wasn't that the caller's name?
Yeah, I think it was. Who was that last call?
I don't know.
No, I had an Evan online earlier. We must have lost him.
Huh. All right. Well, it happens. Call back, Evan. We want to hear what you have. Hey, did you hear about this guy in the Redskins over there where our old friend Mr. Rex Grossman is not throwing the ball but sitting on the bench? Did you hear about the long snapper?
The long snapper in Washington?
Yeah.
Nope.
Nick Sundberg played with a broken arm throughout the game. He suffered it during a block punt in the first half. He played the rest of the game, even though the pain was horrible. And the reason he explained it, according to the Washington Post, was here's the comment from Sundberg. First time I ever did it, I was 9. His mother works at a company where they use the shocks, the tasers.
Yep.
They create tasers. First time I ever did it, I was 9 years old. It was the bring your kid to work day. My mom's coworkers were messing with me and said, "You want to take a hit today?" And I said, "Yeah." And just trying to be cool or whatever, my mom said, "Yeah, do it." I was like, "What?" The only reason why I said yeah was because I was thinking she was not going to let me do it. Surely enough, she did it. And ever since he was tasing at such a young age, he feels that's what made him a man today, and that's why he was able to play with that broken arm. So good. Thank you, Mom. I think more mothers should try that with their kids. They should get tasers, and when the little punks are acting up or whatnot, or, you know, she just wants to watch a little television, tase them.
Is there some extremist group out there right now that's looking to have her arrested, like after the fact or anything?
Not that I know of.
No, if that were to happen right now, today, and he were to say this is happening, like, the world would be an uproar, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, if there was video footage now on YouTube or whatever.
Which there would be. Somebody would have put
right.
it on YouTube.
If you're going to shock a kid, if you work at a taser company and everybody's sitting around in the lunchroom, and I've worked in, like, factories and stuff before, you usually don't have the product just laying around.
Yeah, no, you're right.
But, you know, they're sitting around, they're like, "Hey, look, Mary's kid's here. Let's see if we can zap him with the taser." Somebody would definitely record that on YouTube.
Yeah, I agree.
Their phone would be out faster than lightning.
My mom's calling right now.
All right. Here comes the Bonnie situation.
Hello, caller from the 815.
Clark.
Hello.
Clark.
Yes, who is this? This is Clark and Al.
Clarky. All right, Clark.
My
mom. All right.
That's my friend Roxy right there. Hi, Rox. I think we have
Roxy's,
a mother on the line now.
This
mom.
Is Roxy's good friend, your mom.
Hello, Mrs. Lawrenson.
Hi there, Al. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are things going?
Well, I have a two-part question.
Oh, you have a question.
Yes, I do.
Hey, thank you for calling in, too. I really appreciate it. What is your question?
Okay, I want to know if you actually think the Chicago Bears play in the Green Bay Packers tomorrow night. Do you think the Bears play in a night game can win?
Well, historically, the Bears have always struggled when the lights are on, especially at old Lambeau Field. Curly Lambeau and the gang over there. I don't know. If this offense is for real, if Forte is going to play like he did Sunday, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. Mom, here's the deal. We have
an
offense. We have receivers these days. We have an offense. We have a team that can score some points, and that defense of theirs looks a little suspect. If quarterback Alex Smith can throw up numbers like that against that defense, imagine what quarterback Jay Cutler with wide receiver Brandon Marshall can do.
Oh, believe me, I'm having dreams about it.
I really have trouble wondering if if Urlacher's going to be able to step up. But I think if there's anywhere he's going to do it, it's going to be on the national stage with a national audience right up there in Lambeau Field. Really just stick it right to them Packers again. I called it. We're going to beat them at least once this year. That's been my plan all along, before week one even happened.
All right, so what's your pick right now?
Final score? Final score, Bears?
Oh, you want a score?
No.
Okay, I'll say 34 to 12.
Who's got the 34?
I do. I have the 34 to 12. The Bears are going to win 34 to 12.
That's good old Walter Payton's number.
There you go, 34 to 12. That's old Caleb Payton's number 12 there. Mom, I love your outlook on that. Thank you so much for the call. We really appreciate it.
Wait, I have a second question, a two-part question.
Oh, there we go.
I'm trying to cut my own mother off here.
What's the matter?
I know. Imagine. The second question is, have you seen Aaron Rodgers in person? Because my friend Roxy would like to know, is he as good looking and real as he is on TV?
I've seen him on the street, and he's very ugly.
Yeah, you know, I'm a heterosexual man, so I don't know what my opinion would be fully, but to me, he looks like a camel turd.
Brad Pitt, he is not.
No.
More like Brad Pitt's.
Hey-o!
Mom, we appreciate your call.
Okay, thank you, Bart.
Hey, Roxy, great to hear
you. Bye.
See you later, Bonnie.
the hometown.
Wow.
Well, we know my mom's listening.
Well, we're officially doing the show for Kirkland, Illinois this evening.
That'll work.
Population 3.4.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
Sorry, I'm doing the technical, you know, this is so technically sound and all. I'm checking the old Twitter over here, Al. Give me a second.
What's going on? Can we get a Sox score? Would that be possible?
We can probably get a Sox score. Anyone in the chat room got a score on that?
Find out what's going on with our
Cubs are up 2-0 on the Astros.
Yeah, all right.
Shy Sox are down 3-1.
Man, things are getting scary there. I mean, I don't want to fall behind, especially this late in the season. Not that I know anything about baseball.
They're still two games ahead going into the night?
Yeah. Yeah, they got a two-game lead on the Tigers.
So if they lose to the Tigers, then it's one.
It's one, right. Yeah.
The key to their season has been Adam Dunn coming back strong. That first baseman of theirs who's been there for years, he's still hitting the ball at his age, and that's kind of a surprise.
Right.
I mean, Dunn might be the comeback player of the year.
I think he is. I mean, everybody who they needed to produce, produced.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like with the Bears. If they're going to win, everybody who's supposed to produce needs to produce.
The guys passing the ball need to pass the ball.
Yeah,
well,
I guess it's very John Madden logic right there.
Madden and Tice are probably related, let's be honest.
And they could be. Could you imagine that child?
I couldn't. I couldn't. Got another question from the old Facebook here.
Uh-huh.
What's the phone number for call-ins? That was asked by John.
Well, that would be 347-945-6131. That's 347-945-6131, where you can get in touch with the Lawrenson, the Larcher, and Lawrenson Sports Talk
Radio
Pod Show.
That's right.
It's all those things wrapped up in one.
That's true. How about this one? What will you be drinking during the game? That's asked by Matt C. On the old Facebook.
Truth is, Matt, I wish I was at home in my recliner, kicked back. I got the old electric recliner, push the button until it gets nice and comfortable so it feels like a hospital bed, and I got the two cup holders, and one of them would be a solid Gatorade, and the other one would be a little bit of Jack Daniel's whiskey. Swig the whiskey, drink the Gatorade, and then have a little bit of a special kind of smoke that would make me fly. You know, something, there's, you know, I'm not a proponent of anything in particular. I'm not a fan of any one thing. I'm not going to tell anybody how to live their life. But I love football, and I love the strategy of football. And after I smoke a little, I get so confused, the game becomes, I don't even know what's going on.
You're the most right-wing person I know who has that kind of logic with things. Let me just say that.
Yeah. Well, I'm a conservative. Please.
So you watch the games, get confused
uh-huh.
with your concoction of Gatorade
yeah.
and Jack Daniels.
Right.
Smoke a little weed, and then... And then the game confuses you, and then it's over. And as long as the Bears won, you're a happy guy.
Happy as hell. Brandon Marshall's catching balls. Elshon Jeffrey in the back of the end zone. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And I've never seen passing before. I don't know what any of this stuff is.
Yeah, no.
The last receiver I can remember whose name was Marty Booker.
Another receiver. Tom Waddle. He's one
yeah.
of them.
But he was just a slow white guy who got knocked out a lot. But
my
he
hero.
Caught the ball.
My hero.
But he caught the ball.
Yeah. He did catch the ball. He still has that scar.
He's sort of the Calabrini of the Bears history.
To all listeners on hold, please continue to stay on hold. We'll be getting to your calls shortly.
Well, I like to bloviate a lot, so just interrupt me at any point.
All right, we're going to go to a caller in the 708. Caller out in the 708. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah, how's it going?
Not too bad, caller. Your name?
My name is George.
George, thanks for the call-in. We do appreciate it. Do you have a question for Al or myself?
Yeah, you know, I'd just had a couple. You know, we were listening to you guys, heard about the receivers that you guys were talking about. You know, what about the left side of the line?
The left side of the line there, Al. You want to start there?
Yeah, I'm worried.
Yeah, you got to excuse me here. I've had a little too many to drink here tonight.
That's great. That's believable.
I hope you're enjoying the show. That's how we encourage our listeners to be, actually.
We've been drinking heavily ourselves. The left side of the line is scary. I mean, there's no question about it. We haven't solved any problems there. We're just scheming right now, and we're using our tight end to protect. We're running max protect a lot, keeping a fullback in, keeping a tight end in. And instead of unleashing our full offense, we got to hold back because of the line. And, you know, last year it seemed like throughout the season they matured a little and they worked well together. I am a little concerned. I mean, you have to be.
Yeah, no, you definitely
do. Yeah, rid of Angelo. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, yeah, it seems that we got rid of Angelo, and, you know, we thought that maybe Emery would have picked up someone in the draft, but it doesn't seem like may have done that on the line. But, hey, Elshon Jeffrey just definitely is quite the pickup.
Yeah, I haven't seen a catch in the back of the end zone. The throw, the catch, I mean, that 50-yarder.
It's one of those things where, I mean, we definitely needed help at the defensive line. And, of course, Emery's always going to be judged by his first draft. And I think he scores big with Jeffrey in the second round. But that first-round pick, Shea, why couldn't we grab an offensive lineman there? I guess there really wasn't any that were at the right caliber. But, yeah, I agree. As far as free agency and stuff goes, I don't think there was a lot to do. You know, everybody thinks that you can just go out and get something, but there's only so much supply and demand, and the offensive linemen have been held on by their teams for a long time now.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's hard to get a good offensive lineman.
Hey, George, thanks for that call, and we appreciate it. Thanks so much. Let's go to the next caller.
I want
to
see what George was drinking there.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I didn't let you get to that. George, if feel free to tweet us at Larger Lawrenson or in the chat room, which is should be available on your screen. Feel free to check us out there. We're going to go out to the 312.
Nice.
Hello, caller 312.
What's up, Chi-Town?
Hey, folks. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We sure can.
Nice. I'm calling out from Naperville. Is this the farthest place that you guys have gotten a call from?
Actually, we got a call from Kirkland, Illinois, which is a little further west than that.
Damn it. All right. Well, this is rough.
But you're pretty close.
Phone,
you're pretty close. We do appreciate the call. Your name?
Hey, it's Rough Dog.
I'm sorry?
Michael Ruffing, buddy.
Oh, Ruff.
Rough
How
dog.
You doing, man? Good to hear you. How you doing today, Ruff?
Absolutely. Hey, I'm doing all right. I'm just sitting here in the suburbs, but checking into you guys, so listening in. Just tuned in here a little bit ago. Wanted to get you guys a feel for if you had to pick a QB, are you going to pick Aaron Rodgers over Jay Cutler?
Ooh, man.
Or the other way around from a quarterback standpoint?
Yeah, no, I agree. Can I ask you something real quick? You got to be happy with we'll get to that in a second. I'll think about it. Are you happy with Andrew Luck? I know you're a Colts guy. I'd just like to know.
I am a Colts fan, and I am, you know what, I'm tremendously happy with Andrew Luck. I tweeted out on Sunday watching the game, and he was tremendously mobile. He was throwing the ball in the pocket, but he was also able to work around. And he's got much more of a shittier offensive line than the Bears, and he's got a lot more to go through. But I think it was good for them to get rid of Peyton Manning, and I think they're on the upswing with Mr. Luck.
Yeah, my thought on that is it was a situation they had to do with Peyton. I mean, he had to go, like, just because you have that new prize, you've got to go that route. I understand that. I thought he looked all right, but it is nice to hear that the Bears don't have the shittiest offense in the league.
Rough Dog, I got some really good news for you. This year in John Madden Football 13, I decided when I created my coach to take, like, the worst team. So I took the Colts. And we're now about 4 or 5 years in, and we've won 2 Super Bowls. So I think Andrew Luck's got a bright future.
I think
congratulations
the,
to your Madden Colts.
The arrow's pointing up there, brother.
Yeah. But we've skirted the issue long enough, Larcher. You know what he wanted to know.
Yeah.
He wanted to know, the question I believe was, if you had your pick, Aaron Rodgers or Jay Cutler?
I don't know if your brain ever talks to you, but like at work today, that same question was asked to me by my brain. So I actually thought about this earlier today.
Ruffing asked you the same question that your brain asked you earlier
today?
Well,
yeah. The rough dog in my
head. How about that?
The rough dog in my head asked me this question. And, you know, when I strip away the personal aspect, the obvious answer is Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he is the more consistent. He's a Super Bowl winner. Where Jay Cutler, God, I love him, though. You know what I mean? I'm a Bears fan. I'm a diehard. I like his attitude. I like
his jerk face. Me too.
I like the way he's got that twitch where he's always fixing his shoulders. I mean, I dig the guy.
The smug, you know, telling the crowd to be quiet because, hey, we're in the red zone. We need to score. I mean, our fans just don't know how to act with that. I love that attitude. And I'll tell you, there's no stripping away the loyalty. I won't do it.
No.
I won't do it for that team up north there.
Well,
I'm taking Jay Cutler.
I don't know if that's much. Where is that the loyalty? I mean, going to Colts games over the last 6 years, no one was screaming when Peyton Manning was in the red zone. I mean, they just understood that he was going to be making audibles and he needed to be communicating with his other 10 guys.
Ruff, here's the problem. We've never had an offense like this. We don't know how. We don't know what to do in there.
Yeah. I mean, literally,
I don't know if you can paint that broad stripe and say that it's just a diehard Bears fan that doesn't know what to do. I mean, it's knowledgeable football guys that are there paying the tickets and paying the price to get into the game.
Yeah.
That they should understand different elements of the game and different parts of it. Are they just not looking at it, or they're just all that drunk that they're just yelling for everything?
Right. I said at the top of the show, I think of things more from a manager's perspective, and I would, you know, you'd have to take Aaron Rodgers.
Sure. I'm not going to answer that question.
You answered it. You're taking Jay Cutler.
I'm taking Jay Cutler. Ralph, right. Thank you so much for the call. I think we lost you there. Hello?
We didn't lose Rough Dog. What are you kidding?
I'm here.
There he is.
Yeah,
Rough Dog. We thank you so much for the call, brother.
All right, Rough Dog. Thanks,
man.
You
got it.
That's awesome. I like that guy.
Naperville. Yeah, he's an all right dude.
Yeah, he's smart. I mean, you would have to. If you were building a team right now and you had the first overall pick, God, I don't know if I would go with Aaron Rodgers with the first. But if you had an option of any one quarterback in the league right now, obviously not guys in the prime. I mean, you wouldn't want Tom Brady to build your team around.
No.
He's only got a couple of years left.
Well, then you also got to look at RG3 and Walker.
Sure.
Is it too soon?
Way too soon on RG3.
Yeah.
Cam Newton, maybe. Yeah, but no. Yeah, I love Jay Cutler. I'm not going to build a team around him.
I think that anybody who has a problem with Jay isn't wanting to see the Bears win ball games.
Right. I don't. Are you saying I don't want the Bears to win a game? Is that what you're trying to insinuate there?
No, I'm not insinuating that you feel that way. But I'm just saying the general feeling is a lot of people think that he's an ass.
Yes.
But sure, he can be smug out there. And you know, it goes back to the whole thing with the injury in the NFC Championship a couple years ago. And of course, I'm bringing up old stuff here. But, you know, people giving him hell for that because he was walking around.
Yeah.
You've never had that injury, you know?
Right, no.
Yeah.
I hurt my knee this year.
Oh, you did
hurt
your knee. That's right.
And, my God, you don't understand it because logically things like it works. All of a sudden your leg works, and then your knee doesn't work anymore. You just fall. And it's like – and then you don't trust your leg anymore, and it's scary. You know, like you're in the shower, you don't know how to shift your weight because you might fall. And I, being a large man and hearing stories of people becoming, you know, getting in trouble mm-hmm. in the shower, I worry a little. But the knee's better now. But I do feel for Jay Cutler. And my God, how about his wife, huh?
Oh, yeah. Wait, whose wife? Jay Cutler's?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk.
Hey, you know, have you heard this? You know that Olympian kid? By the way, would you rather be an Olympic gold medalist or have a Super Bowl ring?
Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, me too. Well, this Ryan Locke kid, this little swimmer, he might be dating Miss USA right now. This is the TMZ section of the show, by the way.
Ryan Lochte.
Lochte.
Brilliant. He's a brilliant kid.
He is. He's a fast swimmer.
He's dating a supermodel. Was she one of them having all the sex at Olympic Village?
Well, not a supermodel, but Miss USA.
Oh, okay. What's the difference?
I guess maybe that's a supermodel, right? If you win the title, you're probably, yeah, you'd be pretty super. I would think you were super if you were Miss USA.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's one of those weird stories. Okay. Yeah, this is in Pennsylvania. Do we have a caller? Or?
No.
Okay, this is in Pennsylvania, and you know how people are weird in Pennsylvania. We all know James, who was in Comedy Accident, but
good buddy of ours, Adrian DiGiovanni.
Yeah. Right. Well, there was a 17-year-old kid, Josh Eichenberg, who October 30th was cutting his grass at his family's home. Did you hear about this? He was riding on his lawnmower when out of nowhere a middle-aged man stopped his car, got out of the car, ran up to the boy, clotheslined him, knocked him off the riding lawnmower, T-bowed, party foul. That's a bad sign. That's bad luck. I just spilled ice all over the
How
Bears'
large
hat.
You just spilled ice all over my Bears' hat? And this is my new season Bears'
and
hat.
And the
I floor. I get a new one every season.
I'm sorry. Well, I was getting animated there. Okay, so the kid gets clotheslined by this stranger, and then this guy T-bows, gets back into his car, and drives away.
The man doing the T-boning, T-boat?
Huh?
There was a T-bone crash.
No.
And he T-boned.
No. You were looking at ice instead of listening.
Well, you threw the ice all over me, Al. You got a little excited.
I understand your concern, but
we're
no.
on the radio here. I mean, you don't have to put on a show for me.
The guy, this weird, creepy guy got out of the car, clotheslined the kid, and then T-boned. And then got back in his car and drove away.
Oh, nice move.
Well, they caught the guy. His name is David Edward McCrosby, 53 years old. He's being charged with misdemeanor simple assault. You see, somebody got a partial license plate. This is like CSI stuff. And then a witness was able to pick him out of a lineup after clotheslining and T-bowing this kid. Are you ready for this man's picture?
Yeah, I am.
Maybe we can get this on Twitter at some point.
Should we? Do you have an internet page I can go to?
Well, this is from that's a good point. This is from Rick Chandler at NBC Sports. In the off the bench section, but
anyway, no, yeah, let me take
it. Ready for this picture?
I'm going to tweet this though as well. That's BTK. That's BTK.
It looks exactly like BTK.
Yeah, that's who that is.
Dennis Rader. Yeah, totally. He's got he's bald. He looks like Andy Sipowicz a little.
And this guy did the T-bow?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I drew in the little thing under the.
And this is
the chin.
This
pencil.
Is Rick Chandler, NBC Sports. What do they call it?
Off the bench.
Off the bench, NBC Sports.
The Smoking Gun also has the story. As a matter of fact, they're the ones credited in the article with the story.
Okay.
So that might be an easier route to go. But he approached the boy, knocked the juvenile off the lawnmower, assaulted him in the front yard of the residence. After the assault and prior to fleeing the scene, McCrosby got onto his knee in what appeared to be a prayer. Witness described it as Tebow. So Tebow is taking over the country.
Yeah, no, he definitely is.
It happened at the Denver game.
What do you mean?
One of the players T-bowed.
At the Denver game?
Yeah.
Like one of the
one
of the Broncos?
One of the Broncos. It might even have been Vaughn.
Was it like a so long, see you later?
I think it was, respect. I think it was a respect to the great Tim Tebow.
I noticed that the Jets put up a lot of points, but they weren't attributed necessarily to when Tebow was in. Like, it was strictly Sanchez making some passes and things like that.
I heard
that.
Sanchez. I didn't see the game. I heard Sanchez played amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty nice to hear coming out of there. I've never had a problem with their coach out there. I watched that season of Hard Knocks with the Jets with Rex Ryan.
Did you see he got his stomach?
Yeah, that was a why. Didn't he get that
surgery
a couple of years ago?
Well, some people know how to cheat the system.
Yeah, well, he got it a couple of years ago on that belt line.
But now he lost. No, he lost 100 pounds now.
Oh,
he's looking good.
Good.
I'm thinking about getting it myself. So, I'm just you got to look at the successes.
Yep. Well, I found it. I found a picture on Smoking Gun. I'm about to tweet that, folks.
All
again,
right.
That is at Larcher and Lawrenson. I will. I'll tweet it, and I will. I'll throw it on my Facebook.
Here. One more fun fact to you, because it's always nice to crap on a Packer. Mm-hmm. The great Peyton Manning. And now that, you know, I don't know. The Colts, the white uniform, it's just too clean for me.
But it is a staple. I mean, it's always been the same.
Yeah, no.
Even with Baltimore and stuff.
It's great. Like I said, it's my Madden team.
Right.
I mean, come on now. Peyton Manning needed 400 less passes to get to 400 career touchdowns than Brett Favre.
Say that one more time.
Okay, Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, both have had 400 career touchdowns, which is like, how? My God, wow. It took Peyton Manning 400 less passes to get to that mark than Favre.
Yeah, I see that. They've seemed like they've, if I think about it, they've scored more points in the history. They never were known, well, there were times when they were known for having a good defense.
Yeah.
But I think that you knew more of them for their offense than you've known. Like,
especially
Favre
Marvin
was good,
Harrison.
But he was also throwing picks and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the team was picking him up a lot.
Well, Favre was a renegade out there.
Peyton Manning's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Sure, right? Absolutely. Yeah. I hope he becomes a coach. That would be interesting. Hey, have you seen the picture of Brett Favre as a creepy old man?
No, I haven't.
It's awesome. It doesn't even look like him anymore. Like, I saw the picture, and I had to go and, like, do an image search of Brett Favre, which I know, it's horrible. I had to do an image search on the internet just to kind of, like, I wanted to see his age progression from, like, when he was a rookie to the end. And, wow, it's kind of interesting. I hope somebody smarter than me puts together, like, a picture profile of that. But, yeah, he's, like, coaching high school football, which is awesome.
Right. I think that's good. He's the offensive coordinator, correct?
Yeah. But he looks like a scary old man.
I'll, you guys have to Google that. Brett Favre coaching. Brett Favre, scary old man. Here we go. I'm sending out the tweet with the link to this Smoking Gun picture of the BTK.
That guy is clearly the BTK.
He's got to be in jail, though. I don't understand.
This guy's got... You know, he went from binding, torturing, and killing people to Tebowing kids off of lawnmowers, which, you know what? I hope when I'm 54 years old, I have the moxie, I have the willpower to stop my car, because right now, the thought of just stopping my car and getting out of it's exhausting. I don't want to do that. But to be able to stop and get out of my car and then run and knock a kid off a lawnmower? Wow. Wow.
It's impressive. Man, we are at the end of our show here, Larcher. If you want to go ahead and sign off, callers, if we didn't get to you, we do apologize. I know we got a caller from the 815 and another one from the 312. Thank you so much for trying to call in. We're down to the final minute of the inaugural Larcher and Lawrenson radio show.
Well, it's been a blast. Thank you so much for listening. Listen, these things take time. It takes time to, like, a great wide receiver and a great quarterback, it takes time to get that chemistry. We're working on it. We'll get there. And with you along the way, we'll make it even better.
Again, folks, a big thank you to all of you for listening in. We do appreciate it. Mom and I think my nephew, I think they were our listeners. No, we had Rough Dog. That was
Rough
really nice
Dog.
Going. Ricky or Rocky or Randy.
Russell.
Thank you guys so much for calling in. We do appreciate it. I am Clark Lawrenson, and this is my good friend,
Al Larcher.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Ben, the Larcher and Lawrenson.
We're getting the cue music. Come on, yeah.
Monday. We'll be back next Wednesday at 8:30. Well, hopefully we're talking about brain. Yeah. Baby, I'm howling for you. Something wrong with this guy. The actors here have not got a clue. Baby, I'm howling for you. Georgia's my favorite.